Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Well, let me take a little bit of time to think about an interesting aspect of motherhood. Moms, maybe you've experienced this in your life. You're getting ready to bake some cookies, right? And as you're baking these cookies, you're getting all of the ingredients together. Maybe your kindergarten age daughter comes walking into the kitchen and realizes that you're getting ready to make something, and she says, "Mom, what you making?" And you tell her, "I'm making cookies." And then inevitably, she said, "Oh, can I help? Oh, I want to help, Mom. Can I help? And of course you say, "Of course, come help." And in having your young daughter help you, suddenly your job description changes from a simple task of making cookies to a much greater, a much more demanding job of helping your daughter make cookies, right? It requires a lot more work, right? It's changing. The job description is changing, right? So now you get to help her. You help her, you know, you put her up on the counter and you're getting all the ingredients together and she, you know, you help her, she breaks the eggs, and usually what would take you a couple of seconds now comes to the point where you're not only breaking the eggs, but you're also digging out the shells that fell in from a poorly broken egg. And then you get the spoon to start mixing. "Oh, can I help with that, Mommy?" And so what would usually be a simple task, now that you're putting your hands, holding your hand as she does the spoon, it becomes a gentler, you want to stir it, but you don't want to hurt your daughter's arm as you stir it with it. So you're carefully stirring the ingredients, right? Then it comes to the form of a dough. So your daughter sees the dough and is like, "Oh, I want to make some unicorns or some dinosaurs." And so instead of the simple cookies, now you're making all kinds of creations in your cookies, right? And, you know, she makes something that looks like halfway between a dinosaur and a baseball, and so, like, she puts it on the tray and you kind of fix it up to make it look like a dinosaur behind her back, you know, and so you do all these extra things, right? And then it's time for them to go into the oven. So when they go into the oven, you're like, "Okay, we're gonna put these cookies into the oven, all right? So we gotta set a timer. We're gonna go for 12 minutes, all right? So you're gonna watch the timer with you. Can you watch the timer with me?" "Oh yeah, okay, all right." And so the timer starts, you know, and then about 30 seconds later, she starts wandering up. "Oh, wait, we gotta come back. We gotta check them. Let's check the cookies, see how they're doing." So we check the cookies, you know, and then about another 5 minutes later, she starts getting distracted with something else. "Oh, let's go check the cookies, see how they're doing." "Okay, Mommy, let's go." So you go check the cookies, you know, and see how they're doing. "Oh, they're getting close. And then she wanders off again and the timer goes off. Mommy, the timer went off. And so you go get the cookies. "Oh, look at those cookies. They look so good." So you take them out of the oven and set them down and let them cool down a little bit. And then you put the cookies on a plate and then you give them to your daughter. "Okay, go share these with everybody." And so your daughter takes the cookies to the family and she says, "Hey guys, look at the cookies I made. Aren't these awesome cookies?" And then, "Oh, and Mommy helped a little bit too, you know?" And so you're like, "Oh, thanks a lot, you know?" And this is a little bit like, this is an interesting thing, right? All this help that you do and the work that, the extra work that it requires to have your daughter help you, and yet the joy and the fun that comes from being able to bond with your daughter and having her help you do something, right? It's just an interesting, amazing thing, right? And it's the time that you get to spend with your child that's so wonderful. And for your daughter, it's an amazing experience too, because she gets to do something that she would have never been able to do on her own. But now she gets to enjoy the fruit of her work by being part of your work. And this is an interesting thing to think about. She enjoys the fruit of her labor by being part of your labor, by being part of your work. And today we're going to be reminded that our Heavenly Father is a lot like you, Mom. In his grace to us, he lets us be part of his creative work. And we'll see how patiently and how gently he works with us and helps us to do things that we could never do on our own and in our own strength. But yet in doing so, in helping and allowing us to do that, he allows us to enjoy the fruit of our work because we are a part of his work, right? So to help us understand this, we're going to look at a psalm that David wrote. It's Psalm 139. Psalm 139. This psalm is an amazing psalm. It's a song where David praises his father for all of the different ways that his father, God, cares for him and helps him through life. And in verse 1 through 5, the thing that David focuses on is how well God knows him. David is singing, God, you know me so deeply. You know everything about me. You know my good and you know my bad. You know all of me. Let's read it together. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 5, seeing how David responds to God's knowledge of him, how God knows him. Verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. God, you know everything about me. You know when I sit down. You know when I get up. Even my thoughts, you know them. Even if you're far away, you would know my deepest thoughts. Verse 3, thou compassest my path and my lying down. You know where I'm going anywhere and you know where I'm at home. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. You know my schedule. You know my habits. Verse 4, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Even before I say anything, you know the words that are going to be coming out of my mouth. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. You know my past. And you know my future, everything that I have, everything that I am, you know everything about me. How you know me so well, Father, is so amazing. I just can't understand how you can know so much about me, how you can know me so deeply. And this is what he says in verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain unto it. Your knowledge of me is so deep and so amazing that it's hard for me to comprehend how you know me so deeply. In verses 7 through 12, he's continuing his song. And this time he sings about God's presence in his life. He's singing, God, you are with me wherever I am, everywhere I go, whether I'm in the best of places or the worst of places. You are right there with me. You are present with me. Verse 7 says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I were to run away from you, where would I go? There is no place that I could run from you and you not still be there. If I did want to run from you. Verse 8, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there, the highest of places and the lowest of places in my life. You are always there with me. Verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, if I fly high to the sky, you're there with me. If I'm in the depths of the ocean, you are there with me. And even there, verse 10, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Regardless of where I am, David sings this song. Regardless of where I am, Father, you are always there with me. You're present with me. You're walking life with me and through and with me. And then as you're walking life through me, you're guiding me. Your right hand guides me and you're holding me. You're sustaining me regardless of wherever I am. Verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Father, even if it's pitch black around me where I don't know where I am, I can't see a thing around me, Father, you know exactly where I am, and you know exactly everything that is all around me. Nothing is hid from your sight, God. You see me, and you see everything around me, and you guide me through all of my life. David then continues his song, and he's reminded of how God has created him, how he molded him and formed him in his mother's womb. God, you are the one who made me the way I am. You are the one who formed me. And he sings this in verses 13 through 16. It says, David sings, "For thou hast possessed my reins. You've made my inward parts. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. While I was in my mother's belly, you formed me and you made me." Verse 14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." God, when you created me, all the amazing things about who I am and the way you formed me and created me is mind-blowing. Oh, how wonderful and marvelous and intricately you have created me and formed me. Verse 15, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Every part of me was carefully thought and planned out. Every part of me was carried out by you. Even while I was in my mother's womb, you formed me. You fully prepared me for my future even before the day of my birth. And then to sum all these things up, David makes an amazing statement. God, as great, as mighty, as all-powerful, creator of all things, as great and wonderful as you are, and as small as I am, for some reason, you think about me all the time. What an amazing thing to think about. Verse 17, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them." How many are your thoughts toward me? Verse 18, "If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee." David is reminding us of how much God thinks of us. What an amazing thing to think about. God knows us. He knows every part of us. He's with us wherever we are, in our highs and in our lows. He is always with us, and he guides us. He helps us and walks with us. He forms us. He creates us. And he thinks about us. These things are amazing to think about. There isn't a thing about you that God doesn't know. There isn't a path in life that God will not walk with you through. There isn't a part of you that God has not planned when he formed you. Even the things that are hard for you to understand why he did right now, there is a purpose and an amazing reason for why God created you the way he did. And there isn't a moment when God doesn't think about you. Isn't it amazing to think about how God cares for you so much? But there's another amazing thing about this that I want you to see. Often, he lets other people have a part in his great care for you. Just like how moms let their daughters help them in making the cookies. Mom, you help your daughter in making the cookies. So also, God lets us help him in caring for those around us. A lot of times, this is most clearly seen in our mothers. God makes his care clearly visible to you through how he helps your mother care for you. And this is most clearly seen in verse 13 when David talks about how he was formed in his mother's womb. Verse 13, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." Moms, in creating your children, God chose not to simply speak a word and instantly bring your child into existence. He is not incapable of doing that. He's done it before, often, in creating the existence of the universe. He spoke a word and it came into existence. And yet he chose not to bring your child into existence in that way. Instead, he chose to bring you into his creative process. And while now, because of the sin of Eve, this process, this child bringing a child into life is a slow, difficult, it's a very exhausting and oftentimes an excruciatingly painful process, right? But there's also an amazing thing in that God lets you enjoy the deep bond that you develop with your child even through that creative process. You see, it isn't just the difficulty of it. God lets you enjoy the joy of it, the subtle movements of your child, that bond that you get to have, that subtle movement of your child that nobody else knows about. It's just you and your child. The expectation of your coming child as the time draws near for your little one to be born. And then the joy that floods your soul as you see for the first time the one you've loved for so long. This is God's grace to you. This is how he brings you into his creative work. He lets you not just see his work in you, he actually lets you have a part in that work. He lets you experience the joy that comes from having a part in helping him in the creation of your child. He also brings you into the other aspects of how God cares for your children as well. The things that David had mentioned, how God knows our children, how God is with our children, how God is guiding our children, and how God thinks about them. God says to you, hey, do you want to be a part of that? Do you want to help me help your children? Will you help me in knowing them? Will you watch them with me in their good times? You know when your children say, hey, mom, check this out. Look at me. They're looking for affirmation that somebody is watching them. Somebody is looking at them with joy and pride. God says, will you help me to let them know that there is somebody who is always watching them with joy and pride? Will you display that to them for me? Will you help me to know them in their not so good times? Will you let them know that somebody knows that even in their worst moments, that is even known, and yet even in knowing that, they are still loved? Will you help them? God says, will you help me in showing them that? Will you know your children? Will you help me in knowing them? God says, I'll help you along the way. I'll help you watch them as best as you can. You do the best that you can, and then I'll take care of knowing them when the time comes where you won't be able to watch their every step, to be able to see their every movement. I'll take that, and I'll be able to know them even when you can't. But I want you to be part of knowing them with me. God says, will you help them in guiding them? Will you help them to, will you take time to teach them from my word how to live in a way that leads to life in me? God's asking you to teach them the way, his ways, so that they can be guided by him. God says, will you help me in guiding them? Will you show them that path by walking it in a way that they can see it being lived out? Will you walk with them and let them see what it means to be one who follows after their father? Will you take the time to help them to learn to walk with me as well, helping them to take their steps to follow after me? God says, I'll help you guide them. I'll help you, and you do the best you can, and I'll help you as you help them and as you guide them. And eventually, when it comes to the point where they are starting to walk on their own, and you can no longer walk with them, rest assured that I'm right there. Rest assured that I'm taking each step with them as they learn for themselves what it means to trust in me, to keep their eyes on me as they walk their path. God says, will you help me to think about them? Just as a mom takes a timer and says, hey, let's take a look at it. What time is it? Is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? In the same way, God says, hey, will you take time? Will you remind me of what, we take time to talk throughout the day about them to me? Will you remind me of their needs? God doesn't need to be reminded, but he says, remind me. Let me know what time it is. Let me know what they need. Will you ask me to help them when they're facing things that seem too big for them and too big for you? I will help you. This is always God's promise to us. I will help you. Will you help me do this? And I will help you as you help me. I'll help you. And even during the times when you may not be able to focus on them, don't worry. I will be sure not to take my eyes off of them. My thoughts will always be on them, just like they are always on you. You see what God does perfectly. He asks us to come join him in being part of his work in us and in our family and in all kinds of ways around us. Here's the thing. The truth is that in so much of what God does, he shows us how much he loves us by letting us have a part in his work. The truth is that this isn't just for moms. It's true for all of us. It's true for how God lets you help him to build the church, to build and encourage your brother and sister and your church family. God comes to you and says, hey, I have a church family. Will you help me? Will you help me help them? Will you help me sustain them? Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give you some tools that will help you. I'll give you spiritual gifts that will help you in helping me accomplish this great task. Will you help me encourage your brothers and sisters? Will you help me serve your brothers and sisters? Will you help me show my love toward them by loving them as I love you? It's true for how God lets you help him in sharing the gospel, the good news of salvation. He says, will you help me to give the gospel, this salvation to those around me or to those around you by sharing this story, this news with those around you so that they can receive the salvation that I have worked so hard to prepare for them, to make available to them. In so many ways, this is amazing. God shows his love for you by sharing his work with you. I love that. In so many ways, God shows his love for you by sharing his work with you. Mom and Dad, know that as you take each day to share your father's love with your children, know that, remember that, think about that. You are not alone in this. In fact, you are on a great mission, a mission that is God's mission, and that you get to join it, to be a part of it. God brings you into his mission. Church family, remember that as you serve and love your brothers and sisters in Christ. God loves you, and he shows that love to you by sharing his work with you. If you haven't put your trust in Jesus, know that all of the things that David has sung about God apply to you as well. He made you just the way you are so that you could know him uniquely. He knows everything about you. He knows the good and he knows the bad that probably nobody else may know. He knows it, and yet he still loves you. He proved that by dying on the cross for you. And then, in his resurrection, he offers you this incredible, this amazing opportunity. He says, "Why don't you walk through life with me?" He has done what is impossible for us to do, to give us salvation, to give us acceptance, even through the wrong things that we have done, the things that have our ignorance and rebellion against God. He's paid for all of those things on the cross. And in his resurrection, he says, "Walk with me." Jesus comes to you having already done what we cannot do. And he offers us this relationship with him by simply asking us to trust him, to be willing to put our hand in his and to let him walk with us and guide us, not just in this life, but far beyond that, for eternity. Jesus offers you the gift of salvation. He's done the thing that cannot be done by you. Acceptance, full acceptance by God, an eternity in heaven. And he says, "This is yours if you will trust me." Mom and dad, remember this. God is giving you an amazing, amazing gift. He's the one who does the work. He holds our hand as we stir the bowl, stir the spoon. He helps us to have the attention to the focus. He helps us as we mold and shape our children into the image of his son, knowing that while we may be making a mess of it, God's behind our back, fixing our mistakes as we care for our children. We do what we can. God says, "Can you help me in this?" And as we give him our best, and as we labor and as we toil in raising our children to glorify him, to trust in him, to walk after him, God's got all of it in his hands. He's helping us as we help him. This is an amazing gift. Moms, know that you are not alone in raising your children. Your father's helping you. Your father's walking you through it. He's helping you to know your children. You're knowing your children with your father. You're present with your children, just as your father is present with them and present with you. You're in the process of molding and creating them into the image of Jesus as they grow to know their Savior. You're helping them to put their trust in him. All of this is done in the help of our Father, holding us, holding our hands, as we help him in this great task of raising our children for his glory. Praise God for that. God comes to you and says, "Will you help me?" Let's respond by saying, "Yes, but you have to be with me while I do it." And he so graciously offers to do so. And in our failings and in our mess ups, he takes those and still uses them for his glory. We can trust him in that. And we can thank him for that. So moms, happy Mother's Day. Be reminded of the fact that you have a great father who loves you and is helping you through this sometimes difficult, sometimes seemingly impossible task of raising children, that you have help, that you have your father who helps you through it. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, very much for this great reminder that David in his psalm, as he is praising his God for all of the ways in which he helped him, we are reminded that God chooses to allow others to be part of that process. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us be a part of that. Help us to be reminded consistently that it is not in our own strength, but it is on our Father's strength that we are able to do this amazing, this high task of raising children to glorify you. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. And I pray that you would continue to use us to mold not only us, but also our children into the image of your son. In Jesus' name, amen.